Ooh, hey, Big Fatty. Oh. Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
I am just in the dark. I'm in the dark, I tell you.
Well, if ever you were going to be in the dark, today's a good day to be in the dark.
Yes. Yes, it's true. You're probably thinking because it's gotten dark early because, you know, we've returned to standard time.
It's true.
And you'd be correct.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
That sucks.
Well, hello, everyone.
The skits really haven't been so good.
I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And welcome. What's going on, guys?
Shit.
I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Okay, if you
could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 8th of November, 2021, in the standard time of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the broke, the poor, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You think he likes the time change, but even he can't get it right in standard time. V-A-D-E-R,
oh,
Mr.
No,
Larry
I think he's fallen back to V-E-D-E-R.
Ah, right. With me is the spiky-haired one himself. It's Big Fatty. Hi,
hi.
Y'all, Big Fatty is having a hair day.
Y'all, let me just tell you.
Oh, good.
I know there are many of you that...
There's three people listen, so...
I know that two of the three of you who listen... Right. Don't like standard time. But y'all,
and one of the persons up on this little show does not like the standard time.
And one of the persons on this little show does like standard time.
Ah, well. And one of us counts. Yeah.
Y'all, I can take the go-to-bed pills before the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell comes on. By the way, we have a guest here in the studio today.
Oh, I just see a hand. But oh, hi, young Nicholas. Are his pants on?
A little switch there. Yeah, the pants are on.
Okay, I can't see him, so I had to ask. Y'all, I need to catch up with young Nicholas. We've got some things to talk about.
You got to talk to young Nicholas.
Well, I just need to check in with him on some things. So
he's got to check in with you on some things. So.
Yeah, I just checked.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just checked with Chris on some of our Turkey Day plans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see the Chris for the Turkey Day weekend. We planned that. Up in the Dirty Myrtle.
Oh, I was going to say that must be in the Dirty Myrtle,
not
the Metropolis in the name of God.
No. And while I don't have anything personal against the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, not where I'm spending my Thanksgiving weekend, but y'all,
it is a place to go get stuffed.
Right. There's that.
There's plenty of turkeys.
Well, that too. Unfortunately.
And they love your sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. What about my yams? Or my ham hocks.
Ham hocks. They love your ham hocks.
Right, right.
And your gams, not your yams. There's your title right there. Gams, not yams. Okay.
Right. So, Big Fatty, how was your week there in Fat Wobegon?
Well, it's been a very, very interesting week. The Nip and I went Tuesday evening to see Olive, and, you know, Friday would have been Miss Kitty's celebration of exiting.
I saw that. I saw people wishing him happy birthday on the face space. I think some of them don't realize that he's no longer with us.
We've got to figure out how to kill him off, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do it. But anyway, we're going to try to figure it out. And then on Friday. No, my brother came to town on Wednesday. My youngest brother.
Okay, the youngest one. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And we had a delicious dinner with some friends that you know that used to be coal miners.
Oh.
And, you know, the BG, as they say.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that you were with the BG. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't, and, I don't know that I knew the NIP was BFFs with the BG.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He and his little wife. So, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. And, okay. Then, and then on Friday, it was a soup night because y'all,
it was a soup night.
It truly has. We've had many a soup night this week, and you know, it was an interesting evening here at the villa, and everybody enjoyed the soup. Young Nicholas even had some. He didn't die from it.
Oh, and, now, did you make the soup?
I did make the soup.
Oh, homemade. That changes everything. Speaking of.
Yes. Speaking of gas and explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. Okay.
But then on Saturday, young Nicholas came by and the Stow and Grow crematory is up. And y'all, I'm telling you. It's as my grandmother would say, it's gorgeous, just gorgeous. Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, have you put up the outdoor lights yet? Because
we've started today.
Okay.
Okay. We're not turning the. I am enjoying the indoor lights, and the naughty tree is up in the log chamber.
Okay.
But. We started putting up the outdoor lights on Sunday. On Sunday. But those don't get turned on until Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Oh,
because I went to the grocery store on Sunday, and I cut back through this neighborhood. It's a big neighborhood here and it's called Westcott. And it's massive.
Sounds like a plantation or something.
It does, doesn't it? Almost like a country club and golf course, too.
Yeah.
But I was cutting back. I usually cut back through Westcott to get home just to avoid the traffic. And y'all, it was Chroma-a-palooza on the main road there cutting through the country club. So, it was. They are ready. So I was like, goodness, I should have waited and gone after the LFC so I could have seen them all lit up in the dark.
Well, you know, that's part of Krema is, you know, fixing your little, we'll call it cocoa, and go out and look at the Krema lights.
You know, I do love a good hot cocoa. But,
I know you do.
But the only, I just had some wine. But the only way I enjoy the hot cocoa, now, do you ever have the hot cocoa? Because, you know, it's high in the calories.
I'm not against it, but if I'm going to have the calories, I might as well have the eggnog.
Ah, well, not that many. Actually, probably is about that many calories. But, y'all, I don't like the hot cocoa made with water. Like, I cannot stand the mix that's made with water. So I do buy the dark chocolate Swiss Miss and make it with the milk, which is how that packet works, but I do like to make my own hot cocoa in the cracker pot.
Well, isn't there something that you take Coffee Mate and cocoa and mini marshmallows or something like that, and you make up your own mix?
I don't know, but that sounds vile because Coffee Mate is chemical, but that's why I do not enjoy the ones with the dry milk.
Make that up and give it as giftettes.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Thank goodness. Y'all, I have made my first batch of the pretzels, though. The Joann's pretzels.
Oh, we love Joann's pretzels.
Be prepared, Big Fatty, for the drop-off of the first batch of the Joann's pretzels on the front porch. And also, y'all, I've got the cinnamon rolls proofing downstairs. It is Bake-a-Palooza.
Now, do you use a red pen? Do the cinnamon rolls use a red pen when they're proofing?
Yeah, they do.
Okay,
they do,
and they follow AP style.
But I was about to say they can't get the AP style together. That's my big issue with them. But it was quite a week.
Let's hear about your week.
So Tuesday I got home from where I'm looking for music, but I don't think we have anything appropriate. Tuesday I got home from work, and you know, when you walk into the house and something just doesn't feel right. Fed the kitties and whatnot and was getting dinner ready. And I realized that I only had one kitty eating.
Oh.
And so I said, that's unusual. But sometimes the older kitty, the 17-year-old kitty, does not hear me come in because, you know, his hearing is not so good.
Is that Miss Rose?
It's the bugaboo. It's the Bilbo. Oh. Bilbo J. Baggins, Esquire. And so I went upstairs to grab him off my bed because I figured he was sleeping on his bed that's on my bed. And he wasn't there. I looked and I looked and I could not find him. So I finally found him in the back of a closet. Y'all, it wasn't good. So I just assumed the end was near. And so I couldn't decide what to do.
Did you call Digger?
Well, I called my friend Big Mama and I said, I don't know. Should I go to the emergency vet? And he's like, I mean, do you want to spend $1,000? And I was like, well, no. But he was like, I don't think there's anything they can do. And which was what I needed
to hear. Well, they could take your money.
Right. So y'all got up Wednesday morning, called the vet and said, oh, it's Bilbo. We need to come in. And they asked what his symptoms were. They're like, yeah, you definitely need to bring him in. And is he okay? Or how's he today? And I said, well, he got up in the middle of the night and he got on the bed, but he's just sitting there and, you know, he hasn't moved. He hasn't eaten. He hasn't drank, whatever. So they're like, oh, we'll bring him into if you don't mind paying an extra $20, you can do the urgent appointment and we'll watch him all day while you go to work. And I said, what time can I bring him in? And they said 11. And I said, great. They're like, well, let's talk
when you go to work anyway.
Right. But you need to pick him up at 4. So I said, perfect. So
the $20 for all day is actually just
5 hours,
a few hours.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so they said, well, we're going to talk to the vet. We're going to talk to the vet and chill just to see if whatever. So called back. Well, and so I said, okay,
we'll be playing the old Rugged Cross.
Right.
Now?
Right. So she's like, I'll call you right back on this number. And I said, yes, ma'am, Miss Brenda. Cause y'all, Big Fatty don't know this cause he don't have any pets, but the receptionist the receptionist at the veterinarian's office are truly some of the best people on the planet. If you've ever had the chance to talk to them, because they this is what they deal with all day. Right. And so they're very caring and kind. And so, y'all, I'm sitting there and I've already committed to this appointment and blah, blah, blah. That damn cat comes sauntering downstairs, walks into the kitchen, has a little breakfast, drinks a little water, goes and uses the litter box. So I said, well, okay. Because, y'all, the cat wouldn't move. He wouldn't get up. He wouldn't all night, whatever. So I took him to the vet. They did the blood work. Y'all, he ate a lizard.
Oh.
Apparently, a little baby gecko had gotten in the house, and he had eaten it. So
perhaps he was shopping for insurance or something.
Right. So all this, they have to, like, he vomits up the lizard at some point. Like, they are worried because lizards are very poisonous to kitty cats. So they did the blood work and whatnot. And, of course, there's all the things wrong in the blood work, and they're like, but then he's very upset stomach. So, y'all, it basically was a mortgage payment to go to the vet on Wednesday. And he has to have special food that has probiotics sprinkled on top.
Oh.
Y'all, it is the most. All they've got to do, and Miss Lauren, you better get ready for this. All they've got to do, I'm sorry, Mrs. Lauren, you better get ready for this. All they got to do is write vet on the front of something. So this is Purina Probiotic Vet. It makes it cost ridiculous. And he had to have some shots too, like some anti-poison shots and all that. But y'all, it was quite the day. So
instead of you being worried that he was going to die, it ended up you were ready to kill him.
Right. As we were checking out, because I didn't know how much any of this cost, right? Like, it didn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but, like, the vets are really good. They're not going to do something super expensive without asking first, because they were worried it was a few things, and I was like, well, there's nothing we can do about those. And, like, well, there are, but you're not going to do it. And I was like, correct. We're not having the radiation treatments for the cat. Excuse me. So I have a little phlegm. So, anyway, y'all, it was quite the week. So that's how the week went. So y'all, I got that. I went up there to pay and they were joking around and, you know, that Bilbo had talked to them during the day and criticized their life choices, whatnot. And I was like, welcome to my life. Got up there to pay and she said how much, and it was very large amount of money and $97. And she said, would you like to just round up to get your extra miles and you'll have a credit with us? And I just looked at her and I was like, might as well. I suspect I'll be using that very soon. So,
It's like giving to the Shriners charities and but you just didn't get that adorable blanket.
Right. It's true. It's true. So that was my week. And y'all, then the weather, like Big Fatty was saying, it got cold. And y'all, it got cold. I had to finally turned the heat on Friday night.
My heat went on this week also.
Now, it didn't run too much because, you know, the Vader family compound doesn't get very cold, but it ran because, y'all, it was cold. It was in the 40s.
Low 40s.
Yeah. And we're just not used to these things.
Well, it definitely was a soup night, and, you know.
Right.
Many a soup night.
Yeah. Nicholas has got on jeans. I haven't seen him in jeans in a month.
He hadn't had on long drawers in a long time.
I know. And
but,
Big Fatty.
But he hates the cold.
Well, welcome to the South. We all hate the cold, but we also hate the blistering heat. anyway, now Big Fatty, did you go to the fair?
I did go to the fair.
I hope there's a full fair report.
Well, we went to the fair. That was Thursday. Yeah, the fair was on Thursday. I'm glad you said that.
Well, now, did you ride the Vomitron?
I did not ride. Well, Durwood drove, so it was like riding in the Vomitron. No, I did not ride anything.
Okay, so when they saw you coming, did they start dropping? Well, other than a little bit of, did they start dropping in the extra Oreos into the deep fryer?
No, they didn't. Somebody vomited, and I almost stepped in it, and we all said, "Oh, it's a good thing young Nicholas is not here with us tonight." So.
Oh, poor young Nicholas.
There'd have to be some sympathy vomiting or something.
Right.
And
right.
He's over here going, okay, shut up now. Shut up now. But anyway.
I'm pretty sure I've seen young Nicholas vomit. So there's that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lovely fair experience.
Well, you know, the fair is mainly eating and walking around and checking out the carnies.
What about the bull riders?
We did have a bull rider. She was 10.
Oh.
And she did not stay on for the 8 seconds either.
Okay. So I found out my coworkers.
That was just a little homage to the PNS explosion.
Right, which it's kind of like going to the fair when you listen to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all, my coworker, her father, he's very involved with the fair.
Very involved.
And I don't really care for her. She's the new skull. But she is a trailer trash hot mess. And she was telling me about... There are bars at the fair now.
Yeah, you can buy. Well, there, I don't know if it's bars, but you can get beer there.
Well, that there's like a cowboy bar at the actual fair at the fairgrounds, And
I didn't see that.
Well, that's because you're a big fatty. And that the bull riders all come in and start hitting on the ladies and whatnot afterwards. But they're bull riding carnies or something. I don't know. She was telling me all about it instead of doing any work, which, I mean,
there's probably a bull rider show or something like that.
I don't know. But anyway, she was telling me all about it. So I was like, well, if there's a bar there, maybe it's worth going. Now, how were the crowds at the fair? How was the traffic?
Actually, the traffic wasn't bad. And the crowds, it was probably the smallest crowd I've ever experienced. I got to say, it wasn't too bad. And, you know, we had got the advance tickets at the Circle K Ranch.
Ah, right, right.
So we didn't have to wait in the line to buy our tickets.
Ah, well, you know, and the old people don't love to wait in a line, let me tell you.
No.
But
no,
you know what the old people...
Into the fried foods.
Right. But you know what the old people do love?
What do they love?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty tells me who was born on this day. And I tell him if they are dead or alive and, well, why we know who they are, although we probably don't really know who they are because he picks obscure people now.
Esther Roll.
Esther Roll?
R-O-O-E.
Oh, Esther Rowe.
No, Roll, R-O-L-L-E.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know that most people would really know who Esther was, but she's no longer with us. Y'all, she was the one of the founders of Rolls Royce.
Well, you know, you're very, very close. Esther Roll died in 1998, and she was on Good Times.
Oh.
In the starring role, so to speak.
Ah. Never seen it. Okay.
You see? Oh, okay. And she was on Maude, too. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Nope.
Morley Safer.
Marley Safer?
Morley.
Morley Safer. Y'all, look on young Nicholas's face is classic. Morley Safer. Children's book author. Also, she used to host a television talk show, a daytime talk show in the 80s. And she's alive.
Okay. Okay, well, Morley Safer is dead, and was one of the founding correspondents on 60 Minutes.
I was so close on that one.
You really, it was right there on the tip, I say, of your tongue. Let's see what we got here now. We have got, let me find it. Here it is right here.
Riveting.
Gordon Ramsay.
Well, you know, he is a chef and he's alive and he's on all those TV shows I don't watch.
Oh, okay. Yes, to all of that. Mm-hmm. And one last one.
Just one more.
David Muir.
David Muir, y'all, there's a scene with David Muir in Epcot. Daniel Brewer, you might know what I'm talking about, in The American Adventure, where he's sitting on a rock with Teddy Roosevelt in Yosemite. Or it's either Yosemite or Yellowstone. But anyway, he's a naturalist. He's long since gone to glory. And he was the inspiration behind the founding of this country's national parks.
So he's alive or dead?
He's dead. He's dead.
Okay. David Muir is indeed alive, and he is the host of the ABC World News Tonight.
I'm telling you, that was not fair, because you do not give me a David Muir question, and then it's someone else. Okay. Oh, that was John Muir. Never mind. Ignore everything that right. I said. Okay, perfect.
All right, here's one that this is a gimme. One last one.
Aren't they all?
From that one. Peter Mondavi.
Oh, Peter. Well, he's Robert's brother, obviously, but the Mondavi brothers, we all know because of the Mondavi vineyards. Y'all, I was just drinking some of their fruit juice. He's alive. I've been to the vineyards. Peter
Mondavi dead, and he was a winemaker.
Well, look, I can only get so many. This is not a perfect science here, but I think I did really well today, if you ask me. Okay. Now, yeah. Now, Big Fatty, aren't you going to the Hawaiians?
I am. In fact, I've just gotten I've been getting lots of text messages from our good friend Woody.
Ah.
Who is going to be our host out there. And he's got us, he's got the whole trip planned for us. We're going to land and immediately head to Waikiki for Mai Tais. And we're going to a luau and we're going to the Dole pineapple plantation. And we're going to go see the sea turtles and we're going to the Pearl Harbor. You know, we're going to be there during the 80th anniversary celebration.
Well, it's nice of them to invite you to speak about, you know, your experience as a young man of 25 on that day.
It's going to be a shit show because, you know, like the president's coming in and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, at least he'll be, or at least Woody doesn't have anything to do with that. So it'll be fine.
Right. Well, yeah. Nothing at all. And then we're going to fly over to the Big Island.
We'll
spend a night over at the Big Island.
It's funny, the former orange hat, the former coal mine orange hat was in the other day, and he was asking, Big Fatty, do you ever see him? And I said, oh, I see him. And, what does he do? Is he doing anything fun? I said, he's going to Hawaii. And he said, oh, my wife and I just got back from being out there for a few weeks again for the 25th time. And I said, oh, well, that's lovely. And he was like, I can't imagine Big Fatty in the Hawaii. And I said, well, neither can Big Fatty, but y'all, we ain't got to deal with it. And he was like, that's true. So yeah.
So just, you know, I know we're getting near the end of the
At the very end.
Mm-hmm. And before the countdown clock starts, how are you celebrating Cher weekend?
Oh, hey, babes. Well, you know, I did not leave the house at all on Saturday. I did 7 loads of laundry. And cleaned because, you know, I got to put the crema tree up, but you got to clean real good before you do that.
Oh, okay.
And then on Sunday, I watched some crema movies.
Have the Hallmark crema movie started?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think I watched 7 or 8 of them already.
Ooh,
and, okay. I went to the Grocerarium and went and got my hair. It's big coal miner week this week.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you.
My middle brother is coming back to see some of his former coal mining miners.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, I hate everything about this week, mostly because my arch nemesis is in charge of it, but it's going to be hell. So, y'all, we're going to record next Monday's little show, and then I am getting in the jalopy on Monday morning, and because I'm off that whole week, and I'm going to see Miss Dolly. So, spend the week in a cabin.
Will Miss Dolly be all decorated up for crema yet?
As of today.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, yep. As of
the day we're recording this, yes, they are decorated and they have officially launched their crema celebration. So,
now is that the hard candy crema?
It is. It's always a hard candy crema when you're Mr. Larry H. Vader. Okay. So, yeah, y'all. By the way, if you're getting your loved ones any Apple products for crema, order it now, y'all. The Hatterina wanted. Well, she wouldn't say that she wanted, but she wanted an iPad. She needs an iPad. And
unavailable.
Well, it'll get here December 23rd.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So, or December 17th. I'm sorry, December 17th. Okay. So, but even so, 6 weeks to get an iPad because of the legacy nodes are backordered.
Right. How are you celebrating the Cher weekend? Well, you know, it's all about turning back the time. Do you know anybody else who likes that?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, the only people I can think of that like it are just really old people.
Just shut-ins, basically.
Yeah, basically. Just, especially know, on the West Coast. Yeah.
Mm. Bed sores.
But they've got a new bathroom with a pooper-duper cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. But you got to get up to go use it. Well, not necessarily.
I don't think so. Okay.